You could see as far as the eye could see. I don't know, probably about 10 miles or something like that. Really clear day, really nice day. It was absolutely beautiful. And he wrote that in his book. It was a nice day today, clear skies, temperature about 74. Well, they didn't have any thermometers back then, but he just felt like it was about 74. So he wrote that in his log. He said, feels like about 74. Yeah, okay. So he folded up his log. It's kind of just about 8-10 pieces of paper just folded up, and he stuck it in his pocket, and he started to walk. There he was going along that whole sandy cliff. Kept on going. Just over the cliff, he knew that was water on that side. But he didn't want to mess with the water side, because if he slipped off the cliff and fell in the water, well, you can imagine that'd probably be the end of the day for him. So he stayed on this side a little bit and just walked the sandy hills and terrains and bumps and all that kind of stuff. Some areas were a little bit rocky, and the rocky area, the like gravel or something up there, felt a little bit unstable, so he didn't want to go too much toward the end of the cliff. So he stayed in a bit, and he kept on walking down. There were some paths up there from people in the past, and he actually saw a few paths. Some actually ended at the end of a cliff, and some wandered on, wiggled on down the way. The ones that went to the edge of the cliff, of course, he kind of backed away a little bit and followed the other path that went along the side of the cliff and just kept on walking. Well, it was a nice day, and it was kind of warm with the sun beating down on him, and the temperature was near perfect, and he could see the waves over the side like that rolling into shore, and kept on walking. It's going to be a little high point coming up here, and he saw a little bit of a house up there, but he knew there was probably some type of maybe a ranger building or something like that. You know, they have those ranger places along the way. Well, he kept on walking, and he got closer and closer to it and saw something move in the little window area. He thought, what's the heck? Am I seeing things, or is this real? Well, kept on walking. It's kind of huffy and puffy way to go here. It was up a steep hill, so it was a little bit harder for him to go because he was walking for quite a distance already. Normally, he would take a break every probably 5, 6, 8 minutes, something like that, just to gather his body strength again, I guess you could say. And so, but he was getting close to that little house, and he thought he saw something in that window, some kind of a red movement across with the red-brown, I don't know what it was. And it was kind of still a little bit of a distance away, but he saw something. He was pretty confident about that, and he kept on struggling along, going up that little hill there, up to that building. Well, the closer he got to it, the more he could see something moving. He was almost positive now. Now he was absolutely sure, in fact, there was something moving there. Well, he kept on going through the bushes and the scruffy land that he was crossing over, and the grass was really stiff and hard and long, too, and he just kept on moving along. Now he was getting really close. Now it was like from here to there away, which wasn't too far, actually. Pretty darn close, really. Here to there would be, I would say, about maybe 100 feet. That's how far here to there is, you know. So he went there, kept on going, got right up to it then, and started to walk up these old concrete. They weren't even concrete. They were more like rock steps. They looked kind of like concrete, but they were actually rocks embedded all in these stairs, like, to make the stairs to go up into that little rock building. Well, when he got inside, he looked around, and, well, he didn't see anything. He thought, I know I saw something. I know I did. And he thought to himself, they're probably hiding. They're probably hiding off to the side. So he went over the left side, and he stuck his head out the window, and he looked. He looked in the bushes, and looked around the trees, or in the tree area over there, and nothing. And went back off to the other side, looked out that window, and that was toward the water. But he still looked down, and wow, it's a big drop, so nobody was down there, that's for sure. Well, there was somebody there. He knew there was. He saw the movement, but he just said to himself, well, maybe I was imagining it. He didn't really believe it, but he thought to himself, maybe he was. But it sure seemed real to me, he thought. Sure seemed real to me. Well, just as he started to turn away, he realized he had a watch in his pocket, and he was going to look at the time because he was curious. So he reached in his pocket and pulled out the watch and said, oh, wow, it's 4:15. time to have something to eat. So he took off his backpack and laid it on the ground and walked over to the side to see if he could find some kind of a water faucet or something up there. Well, then he kind of dawned on me the odds of having a water faucet up here pretty unlikely. So he had to go back to his backpack to get the thermos bottle that he brought with him that had some chocolate milk in it. He was going to have that. He had a bottle of water, but it was stuffed so far down deep, he didn't want to pull everything out just to get to the water, so he was just going to drink the chocolate. Well, as soon as he started to walk back to his backpack, he noticed it was pulled off to the side a little bit. I didn't put it there. Am I losing my marbles? He thought, am I losing my marbles? What's going on here? It was close to the edge, right near the step area. And he knew he didn't put it there. He knew it. Something moved it. Now he was kind of feeling like kind of eerie, shaky, you know. You know how the hair stands up on your back? Well, it was standing up on his back. And he felt it kind of scruffing on his shirt. And he thought, ooh, this is spooky to me. Well, he reached and grabbed his backpack anyway. And he strapped it back on him. He thought, I'm just going to get out of here. I don't want to hang around here anymore. And he started to walk down the steps, out the other side. Right down the path, along the cliff, and just kept on walking. And he was looking back every now and then, wondering, who moved my backpack? Thought, that's what he was thinking to himself. Who moved my backpack? And he just kept on going down the path, right down to the beach area. He was heading down to the beach. And he walked around to the left and around to the right and over the rocks and over the logs that were falling over the path and kept on going and moving along. And he could hear rustling in the woods. He thought, animals out here? Up here? Way up here? And he thought, oh well. He kept on going down the path all the way around, and he could hear this rustling in the woods, like something moving. Then when he stopped, the rustling stopped. And he started to move a little bit more, and then he'd hear that rustling in the trees and the branches and the leaves and things. And then he'd stop, and it would stop. Ooh, now he knew something was up. Now he knew something was up. And then he faked it. He was going to take a step, but didn't. He just kind of lifted his leg up, but didn't take the step, and he heard a out in the woods. Ooh, he said, now we got something here. So he snuck down, dropped down as low as he could, got almost down, squatted down almost to a position that was almost laying in the pathway, and he just stopped. He could hardly breathe. He was trying to hold his breath so he could hear and listen. And he listened. Nothing. So he got up again and started to make his way down right near the edge. And he knew that this ground was getting soft. He could feel it as he took step after step. The ground was getting softer and softer. And he saw that one path that went right to the edge and ended there. Well, he veered off to the right a little bit and kept on the other path that's still near the edge, but just kept on going. A lot of these paths went right off the edge. Ooh, it's kind of getting him spooked that way too. But he just kept on staying on the path to the right and just kept on moving along. And it was getting pretty warm. I mean, after all that walking and stuff, it was still warm to him. And it was still warm. It was probably about 70 degrees by now. Still a nice day. And he kept on walking down the path. He could hear the rustling, and he started to move along quicker, a little bit faster. He started to move around a little bit faster and a little bit faster. And pretty soon he was into a real quick walk. He's going down the path, going off the left and the right and up over this and that and over the rocks and over the water and over the trees and over this and all the log. And you know how that went. And he just kept on going, moving quickly. Pretty soon he's into a little bit of a trot there going down, and his backpack bouncing up and down as he was going down the trail, just kept on going down the trail and going this way. Then now he was heading all downhill. Now he didn't even hardly have to put much effort into his running. He was being literally pulled down the hill through gravity, just going and taking bigger steps and going all the way down. Just kept on going, boom, 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 moving along every long, long steps, now long jumps, and we're almost into a run, going down this pathway, all the way down the pathway, boom, 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 all the way down. And he could hear it still along the side of him, all this ruckusing and all this leaves rustling in the around the sides of him and stuff as he kept on going. It was getting closer to him, and he knew it was getting closer to him. He could hear it getting louder as he was running down this path, and it was getting like as if it was something just tearing through all the brush and all the woods. And he just kept on going right on down the path here. And as soon as he got right down to the level area, right down with the seashore, right down to the beach, he just literally collapsed. He just fell forward and just fell right onto the soft sand. And it was still hot from the day. And he just slid right down the hill, right down, right to the flat surface now. And he was huffing and puffing. And he knew he was at the end of the line here. That person or whatever it was running along with him, and he could just hear it through the brush. But it had to stop. Because if it came out, it would catch him so easily because he couldn't get up anymore. He just couldn't get up anymore. He had no strength left from running down that hill. And he looked around, looked back the other side, and he couldn't see anything. And he couldn't hear anything. He couldn't hear a thing. He thought, what the heck was that? What was it? He thought, I'm not going back up there anymore. It's the last time I'm going back up there. And the waves were rushing into the shore. It looked so refreshing. And so he kind of got to his hands and knees and worked himself into a standing position. And he started to walk down the beach. And every now and then he'd turn back and look, just to be sure, just to make sure that nothing was following him. Just to make sure. And he kept on walking. He kept on walking down the soft, sandy beach, right down to the water. And just kept on going. The waves were rushing in ashore, rushing up along the shoreline. He was making his way right to the beach, right to the shoreline, making his way right to the shoreline, with his backpack still tight to his back, just making his way right to the shoreline. Just take one step after the other, another step of that soft sand. Kept walking, 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 and the wind blowing up against him now that he's getting closer to the shore. Blowing up against him, and he keeps walking and walking and walking down the seashore and walking down to the shoreline and walking. He just kept walking and walking and walking. He just kept walking and walking. He just kept walking and walking. And every now and then he'd look back, look back, look back, look back, look back, just to make sure nothing was following him, just to make sure that nothing was following him. And then he'd keep walking and 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 walking.